We have talked a lot about Arizona's new immigration law on The Takeaway. The SB 1070 will go into effect at the end of this month. Just as a reminder, this is the law that gives police the power to detain anyone who is suspected of being in the country illegally. Governor Jan Brewer signed the law back in April. When she signed it, she also issued an executive order that said the state's 170 police departments must receive special training on how to enforce the law. And she had said that part of the special training was designed to make sure the law was not abused, that this new power did not become racial profiling. Well, yesterday, the video was released. We got some insight into what exactly the training looks like and sounds like. The training video was released, and you can hear pieces of it.
The importance of the training you're about to receive concerning the new immigration laws cannot be overstated. The entire country is watching to see how Arizona, in particular Arizona law enforcement, responds.
And this is what you were talking about, John, that the whole country is going to have their eyes on Arizona police officers to see how they implement this new law.
Well, they say over and over again that it's all about enforcement, particularly in immigration policy. And in this particular law, SB 1070, it is all about enforcement and the manner in which this is enforced.
Right. And if you want to get a closer look at this training video, we have the video on our website, thetakeaway.org. But we're joined again by Larry Talvey. He's the city marshal of Tombstone, Arizona, and he himself is going to be training seven police officers in his small town near the Mexico-U.S. border. Good morning again, Marshall.
Good morning.
First of all, let's talk about Tombstone itself and what your city looks. I mean, I imagine most people only know it as the location of the ERPs and the gunfight at the OK Corral, but tell me what Tombstone looks like today.
Well, actually, it hasn't built on as far as commercial-wise. Still the old Western style. The surrounding area is mountainous, desert terrain. Our city is within the incorporated cities about 5 square miles of residential area that is very close together, and we have about 10 square miles that we operate under that's rural and has outlying ranches and other residential areas.
Now, you don't believe that this new law, SB 1070, is going to lead to racial profiling. Is that correct?
Well, I don't believe it's going to lead to racial profiling. I think what's going to happen is that officers are going to be scrutinized about their stops and why they're conducting interviews or interrogations with individuals on the streets or on the highway.
I want to play a clip from the actual training video in which they address the issue of racial profiling.
Racial profiling is a step on the slippery slope of career and public trust destruction. If it is done, the reports then must be falsified to cover it up. Internal affairs statements might have to be fabricated. Testimony at trials perjured. Lost job, lost career, lost retirement, lost way of life. Over what?
That's a pretty strong message from the state to not profile by race, wouldn't you say?
That is correct, yes.
But we have a problem across the country with racial profiling now. I mean, it's a problem now.
Absolutely, and I don't think that it's going to take away much of the racial profiling that's going on, and unfortunately, throughout any law enforcement agency, or whether it be federal or state or local, there are some individuals that unfortunately do racial profile, but I think that based on their training and the department has to take a very proactive approach ensuring that their officers don't commit such a crime like that, because obviously it brings down the level of integrity for departments.
Can you understand the concern of citizens, especially those who are Latino or in other ways not white, that if we already have a serious problem with racial profiling, why would we want to give another tool to law enforcement officers to perhaps justify or legalize profiling?
Well, I don't think that's the case on this new Senate bill that was passed, and the training is reflecting that we won't be tolerating any type of stop just based on race, origin, all that, and that we must hold up the highest integrity. We must clearly annotate why we stopped individuals, why we interrogated them, and based on that, I'm hoping that it will control some of this racial profiling that's going on. But I will assure you that in Arizona, that scrutiny will be severely looked at on our officers, and and actions will be taken.
So help me understand, how do you enforce this law without using racial profiling? How do you identify a suspect, someone who is suspected of being here illegally?
Well, actually, based on that is how the officer gets the call to come upon this individual. If we get a report of a suspicious person and they give a description and so forth, we're not going to be singling out any type of individual based on his race or origin. We are going to look for that individual that was given to us, the description, and that's how we're going to be able to control it. You're going to have to annotate why did you make a stop on this individual?
Right, but what is suspicious then? How do you describe a suspicious person?
Well, based on the locality of the area, what time of night it is or day or what the individual is doing, there are different factors, such as an individual who's standing or walking along the road. He has a water jug. He has a backpack. And it's not one of those normal everyday situation that occurs. And based on the type of clothing he may be wearing also, and I'll be honest with you, these individuals carry multiple clothing or layers of clothing, but if it's called upon and we have a call to service, we're going to handle that situation. We're going to treat the individual correctly as far as going up there, approaching him, advising him why we were called to the area, get his identification, and then from there we interview and determine whether, if he can't produce any identification, is he here legally or illegally?
You're close to the border with Mexico. Marshall Talvi, how is this law going to help with immigration policy?
Well, I will tell you, I don't know if it'll help with the immigration policy, but Arizona's got to take a hard stance at ensuring that the immigration enforcement within the community to prevent any types of crime from happening. We just have to assist the federal government, and I think that by working together based on this new immigration law, I think that, things will improve within immigration laws.
Okay, Marshal Larry Talvi, he's the city marshal of Tombstone, Arizona. Thank you so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.